Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? It's Breakfast Rolled with Cooper and Una. Oh, my voice just cracked there. Cooper and Una, how are you feeling, lady?
How am I feeling?
Yeah, you're filling up with aqua over there all morning.
Oh yeah, because I had a coughing fit live on air this morning as I was reading the news.
You did.
And being the professional that I am.
And you sent myself and Donal a WhatsApp saying, actually, I'll read it out.
I just, something went flying back and went into my windpipe as I was reading the news. I must have taken like a short, fast-fired breath back like this. And then it just, I was coughing right into the mic.
So it was, this from Una. Can you hang water? My water. Please. Three separate messages.
Because I was typing as I was reading, which is not easy. So I was reading the news and trying to type that. I was like, oh, I need water immediately. And thank you for helping me. You did bring me in water.
Yeah, because Donald wasn't able to crack the code of the can you hang water. He was in there Googling, can you hang water?
Why am I not surprised?
You had a notion-y experience and we spoke about it.
Yeah, full of notions I am. I had a very notion-y experience recently.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. And I got to experience how the notion-y half live.
Stop.
So kind of like your kind.
What do you mean, my kind?
Your crew.
No,
boat gang, right?
Oh, or you at somebody's house and your dinner got served in a gravy boat.
No, so I did stay at my friend's house. She's after buying her own house by herself. So it's amazing. Incredible achievement. So we went out to dinner to celebrate.
Affording a house without being able to afford to go out there.
Yeah.
Oh, so my God.
She said, look, we'll go to this new seafood place. And I generally like seafood. So I was like, yeah, all good. Let's go. Well, this seafood place cleaned me out. But that's not the point. That's not the point of the story.
Go on.
We went in and looked at the menu. And I don't know if you've ever heard of such a thing. There's a thing called a caviar bump on the menu.
I beg your pardon, what?
A caviar bump. For €14.
Okay, I've never had caviar in my life. And so, I don't know what a caviar bump is.
Well, I'll tell you now, Cooper. Hold your horses, right?
Horses are held.
So my friend was like, oh yeah, let's grab the caviar bump. And I was like, yeah, sure, €14. What the hell? Okay. So we ordered the caviar bump and the waitress came over and she was holding like this jar of caviar. And I was like, that's a tiny jar. Jesus, €14. Next thing, she gets a spoon and she was like, okay, so hold your hand out and make a fist with it. And she put a tiny bit of caviar onto my hand and she goes, now you lick it. I was like, hmm? So I did. And she
She spooned a tiny bit of caviar onto the back of your hand and asked you to lick it.
Lick it. Lick it off me hand.
And how hard did you pick up your bag and smack her upside the head with it?
So I was like,
you don't even get a utensil.
Not even a utensil. It's this whole the caviar bump for €14. They know what they're doing, man. And I have to say, I'm not a fan of the caviar that didn't. So anyway, my friend ordered oysters, right? Oysters.
Right.
And they came out and she was like, you have to have one, Una. And I said, oh, I don't know if I'm kind of an oyster person now. She said, you have to have one. Seriously, they're beautiful. Try one. She goes, just knock it back. Okay. So I got the oyster and I tried to knock it back and it went halfway back my throat. And the taste of just the, and the, and I just didn't like the texture. So it came right back up. And I was looking around going, oh, I hope no one saw me do that.
I hope everyone saw this video.
She was like, I knew you'd do it. I knew you'd waste it. I just knew you'd do it. And I was like, I'm sorry. So that was fine. I was feeling a bit sick now at this stage after the old caviar bump and the oyster. Everything was just too fishy for me. I don't know. So
well, you went to a seafood restaurant.
I know, but whatever happened with that, I didn't expect the caviar. Anyway, the lobster roll came down.
You ordered yourself a lobster roll?
I ordered myself a lobster roll.
Oh my God.
I couldn't eat the lobster roll because I was just too, I was just too fishied out of it. Just too much fish in the sea for me. Anyway.
How much short in your shekels in your purse were you after this experience?
Like seriously.
£14 for someone to
For me to lick my own hand.
Yeah.
£14 to lick my hand. So it's all beans and toast. for the rest of the month. Oh my God.
I would anyway, put some bread out of the freezer or the fridge.
I can't. I'm not able. I am not part of the Notions gang. I just couldn't. It's not for me.
Well, the fact that you went there.
Yeah.
At least you tried.
I tried to be notiony.
Which means that you are notiony.
I'm just not a caviar type of girl. I'm more of, you know, like a battered fish and chips kind of girl. Do you know?
A tempura battered prawn.
I like a tempura prawn. Yeah. That's the kind of seafood
section.
I like.
From a picky bit Caesar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that, yeah.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
I think more and more people are starting to realise that you've more notions in...
Listen, just because I was hanging out, I was living on, I sampled how the notion is. I sampled how the notiony side live at the weekend. Because, as I said, I was with my friend who, she has a few notions, okay? She has a couple of notions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she does. But that's...
Do you say it to her?
I do all the time. Oh, I call her Lady Muck. Yeah.
Very good.
So, she brought me to this really posh seafood restaurant. And we did a caviar bump.
You certainly did. Kamira, what are the most annoying things that your friends do? That's what we were asking in today's Our Survey Says.
Oh, we're looking for you to have a go at guessing what you reckon the answer is to this. You can send a voice note on 087-1102-107. D to the O to the N to the A to the L spells. Donald, what's going on?
28% of students say this is the most annoying thing about that annoying thing their friends do. Sorry.
Oh. It's annoying about for actually, this has been happening to me an awful lot recently. You know the way you love to sit down and you like shoot the breeze about what you're watching and stuff. Then they go and spoil it. If you say, "Oh, I'm watching such and such," oh, do you remember the bit when this happened? I'm like, literally on episode one, and they spoil a TV show for you. So then you stop watching it.
Yeah,
it's got to be that, doesn't it?
That's a very good guess. It's not 28%. No.
It's a great guess.
It's a very good guess.
Okay, 087-1102-107. I'm wrong. Is Una right?
Is it? Borrow money and take ages to pay it back because you're a student, you're so broke.
It reminds
all the time.
Me, actually.
I owe you nothing.
You owe me more than
I owe
nothing.
You nothing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You go around with your, what is your sum up thing if I don't have.
Oh yeah.
He won't take cash. So he's a sum up thing that I have to tap.
Bump, yeah.
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 Tap me phone with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're cute, all right.
I am. Very cute.
It's not owing money now.
Okay.
€15 she owes me.
I do not owe you €15.
You bloody well do.
From what? Oh, it's about when you bought breakfast one time like 3 years ago. Is that it?
Oh, all right. Interest.
Oh, interest.
1830.
Okay.
Okay. So no. It's not that.
No. 28% of students say this is the most annoying thing about their friends do. What is it?
Let's get the guesses in. 087-1102-107. Do you reckon you know the answer to Our Survey Says this morning? 28% of students say this is the most annoying thing about their friends. Breathing! Ah! Donald, what was the question? We need people to guess what the answer is.
28% of students say this is the most annoying thing their friends do. What is annoying that your friends do?
Of students say it's the most annoying
yes,
thing.
Yes, students, yeah.
Is it that they take bad photos and then tag you in them? That's the worst fear in Sligo.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you always do that?
Me?
Yeah.
You're not happy.
I told you there was this one time in particular. Mm-hmm. We were in Mohill in Leitrim and we were doing a gig and you took this really horrendous picture of me and I said, please do not put that up. And you put it up and you said, she told me not to put this up, but I did. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, that was the tone I said it in as well.
Yeah. Funny guy. Funny guy.
That's what you look like. That's your face.
No, it's not because you can get me bad. You get bad angles.
You're a bangle. and then you've asked me on nights out or anything that we've been at. You go, Kirby, if you know pictures. And I'm like, no, I've stopped taking pictures on nights out because I actually couldn't be arsed.
you don't have the right angle.
No, you just don't have the right face.
What? I don't have the right face. Oh my God. I'm offended and hurt. Really hurt.
How do you think I feel? I look great in all those pictures and you won't let me post them.
There should be a law that you have to have permission to post pictures from your friends when they take bad ones.
Or just use your memories. That one's great, nice.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Your face.
Massive comeback there. Brilliant. Love it, Una. Fantastic. There you go. Una's stand-up tour is going to be starting in the Edinburgh Fringe. And she's going to be testing. She's going to be playing in a toilet. Okay. I've lost track of what the hell the question was now again.
28% of students say, this is the most annoying thing the friends do. What is it?
All right. 0871 102 107. Okay, Donald, what is the question we're asking this morning for our services?
28% of students say this is the most annoying thing their friends do. What is it?
Is it inviting extra people to a night out that haven't been invited?
You know, to the house party?
Yeah, it's kind of like, hey guys, come on over. We're just going to, you know, play some foosball and watch some sports. And then 50 people turn up at the house.
Yeah, my clothes were stolen at a house party in college one time. There was a load of people we didn't know. Back of the house.
Sure, it just wasn't a clear out. People thought there was like a rob, like they were just tidying up.
Oh, when the guards came and they said, who trashed this room? Because my room was in such a mess.
Yeah.
And you keep things in
that was back. A different house. That was a different house.
Crime scene tape and everything across the room.
No, yeah. It's not that, no.
Okay. Emer is in Galway. She says, is it that they say they'll go out and then cancel at the last minute?
Oh, and they always kind of are going to cancel, but they say. They do it last minute. Yeah,
I think everybody's got a friend who's an always canceller.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but they're no shows.
No shows.
Yeah. No show Joe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, yeah.
No,
is that it?
It's not that, no. That could be even higher, to be fair. Yeah.
Morning, iRadio. Tommy in Roscommon.
Hey, Tommy!
Just wondering, is it that they don't study, but yet fly their exam?
Oh, God. I had one friend like that. It was just like, he was out all the time. Constantly out. Never made it into any course or anything like that.
Yeah.
Flying colours. I don't know. I think he's a multi-billionaire genius or something. A rocket scientist. I don't know.
At the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how does he do it?
Actually smart. Yeah. People are annoying.
Yeah, truly smart. Dumb as a rock when it comes to bloody street cred, though. Do you know what I mean?
What's street cred mean?
You don't obviously have it.
I do have it.
Street awareness.
You don't have street cred.
Street smarts, Una.
Street smarts?
Yeah.
You
don't.
You wouldn't survive in the hood.
I grew up in the hood.
You did not.
I did.
You did go way out of it.
Yeah. West Dublin, Blanchardstown, grew up in it. Bloody hood that well. It was the Castlemont part, but it was fine.
It was the Castlemont part. I knew he was going to say it was the Castlemont part.
Go on, Anna.
Nope. No right answers.
No.
Okay. The answer is 28% of students say when friends leave a message on red is the most annoying thing they do. They won't reply. They'll look at it and you get the blue ticks, but they won't reply to it. So you know they've read it, but they won't answer your question.
That is so. That's hurtful. Yeah. That hurts my feelings. It does hurt my feelings, you know. And that's why you have your blue ticks turned off, don't you?
I don't. I just don't read your messages. Oh.
Are you on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
There she is now. Can't wait to go out for another seafood bump.
No, I'm not paying for that. €14 for a bit of the waitress literally put a bit of caviar on my hand and said, lick your hand, and that's your caviar bump.
That'd get me home with fuel.
Do you know what I mean?
Actually, no, probably wouldn't. Here's Rhyme It Today, our first one from the week, and we've got a huge prize up for grabs in Una's drawers.
Mm-hmm.
You've been pilfering concert tickets, haven't you?
I have, and these are mahoosive ones.
They are for the weekend. Here's Liz from Castlebar.
Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
I tried.
Oh my God.
I'm okay. Liz, good morning in Castlebar. How are you?
Hi, Liz.
I'm good. Good morning, Cooper and Una.
Now, Liz, it says here in front of me that you work for an outdoor furniture company. This is your time of year. This is your time to shine.
Busy, busy.
I was tempted yesterday to take out the patio furniture, but I decided against it. I think it's a bit too early yet. So what kind of furniture?
We're busy. Yeah, so we're busy all year round, but it has gone into overdrive since we got the few nice days. So the furniture is all made from recycled plastic. So
nice.
Anything outdoors, basically, your benches, chairs, tables, flower pots, gazebos, all of the above, and anything really.
What about a pagoda? Is that how you say it, pagoda?
We don't make the pergola per se, Una, but we could certainly supply everything you'd need.
Okay, well, I wouldn't have a clue now how to make it. How'd you say it again? A pagola.
Pergola.
I thought it was a pagoda. Is it not a D in it? Do you know, it's like a four-poster bed, but you have it outside. It looks kind of funky.
I don't know what a four-poster bed is in. I'm not as
Do you know what I mean? Look at these things. Do you see what I mean?
No, it's an L.
It's a pergola. It is a pergola.
Pergola.
And I was calling it a pagoda. Okay.
I think that's something that you had with your friends over the weekend that cost you 17 euro per glass.
In the seafood shop. Yeah.
Did you hear about this, Liz? Una got a bump of...
A caviar bump. I was shafted in a seafood restaurant, and I paid 14 euro. 14 euro
to lick the back of her
to
own
lick
hand.
My hand. The waitress came over with the caviar, and she put like a tiny bit of caviar on my hand, and then she was like, "Okay, lick it, and that's your bump."
Oh gosh!
Yeah,
you got shafted in the restaurant.
Shafted
Una.
In the seafood restaurant. That's going to be in my
I'd
next
be very
podcast.
Careful about saying that.
Would that be a, like, if you were doing a first date, would that be a nice kind of like icebreaker where you lick the caviar?
Shifted in the seafood restaurant. Shifted, not shafted.
Yeah.
Oh.
I get shafted.
Jesus. Woo! All right. The game is called Rhyme It. You've got to rhyme every answer with the word that we give you. Your word to rhyme with this morning is...
Wag. Like a dog's tail. Wag. W-A-G.
Okay. You have 30 seconds start now.
Okay.
These are called for life, but the handles always go.
Bag.
If your date flirts with others, they're a walking red what?
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
If your date flirts with other people, they're a walking red what?
Flag.
You have to take this off a new top before you wear it out.
Tag.
If something tastes disgusting, it may make you what?
Gag.
Ladies go on a hen do, lads go on a what?
Bag.
That was in.
Yes, it was.
Yay!
You got five.
Very good.
It's pretty good going.
Yeah.
Nice way to start off the week. It's a an honest score.
It's a solid score.
Mm-hmm. Could have got more, but maybe the line was breaking up. But it was good. How do you feel about that? You are in the line now to be the person who takes away the contents of Una's drawers.
That could be very interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Most mm-hmm. of the time it is. there was plastic lunch boxes and purple snacks in last week.
I didn't want to give away.
Oh yeah, I heard that. Yeah, yeah. Poor Jamie and Sadie have to go without their lunch boxes.
Exactly. Yeah. Now you're taken from my children, Cooper. Or double.
Nothing to do with me. I just turn up and press a button every now and then. All right, Liz, well done. Thank you so much for coming on. And don't get a splinter.
No, like
happy patio furniture building. All right.
Bye, Liz.
Lovely. I want to say hi to all the guys in work, if that's okay, in Murray's Recycled Plastic.
Well, you did it. You did a great job.
Well done.
Nice one. Be proud. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
I'll be in for the pergolas. Thank you.
Una, do you know what? Do you know the amount of furniture that you could have built with the amount of plastic bottles that are in your shed that you haven't recycled yet?
I know. They're going to pay for my. They're my pension. No, I have to. I just can't face it. There are so many bags, but I keep thinking of all the savings
well,
I'm making.
About that again.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
if you'd like to play Rhyme It, you know what to do. 087-1102-107. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta
rhyme it. Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
So if you reckon you can play Rhyme It and get the highest score at the end of the week, you know what to do. Send us a WhatsApp, Rhyme It, with your name to 087-1102-107. To pay or not to pay? That is the question. You all right?
Fine, yeah.
Good, excellent. We got this message in, which I think is it's going to create a bit of a convo, if you know what I mean.
No, definitely.
It's a bit of a wild one.
So, hey guys, I feel really superficial for writing this, but I can't help how I feel. I've been seeing this guy for a couple of weeks. Crazy about him. So sound, really funny. We spark well off each other. Something happened the other night. We watched a movie, went to bed, and you know, when I woke up in the morning.
No, come on, go into more detail.
I'm not saying what's written down here now. When I woke up in the morning, there was something strange on the bed.
Oh?
At first, I thought it was a mouse, so I screamed, and he woke up, and I was like, OMG, there's a mouse in the bed, get it. And he got really embarrassed, grabbed what I thought was the mouse, and said, "Relax, it's just my hairpiece." He was like, "I've actually got an early meeting," and he took his toupee and left. That was was Thursday. And I haven't heard from him since. I did get the ick, but I'm mad at him for not messaging. What should I do, Emmy?
she got the ick.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a delicate situation. This he was obviously a little bit embarrassed about the whole thing, and but she's icked about it.
Yeah, I don't think she should be icked. I think she should be grateful it wasn't a mouse.
Yeah, I mean, that's just one way of looking at it.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's just a toupee.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's not necessarily to wear. I know some people feel comfortable with it. Just embrace it, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, embrace it. Maybe, I suppose, she's kind of thinking that he should have told her. But it looks like early days. And if it's something that boosts his confidence, then I'm all for the hairpiece and I'm all for the toupee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She hasn't heard from him. So, like, he's obviously embarrassed about the situation that he probably thought that she was freaking out. That it was a toupee.
And he obviously felt the vibes of the ick because he hasn't messaged her and he was embarrassed and he said, look, I've got an early meeting, and he left. So I think that, Emmy, you need to talk to him.
Yeah,
you need to talk to him.
Absolutely.
You need to message him. You need to send a voice note. You need to just ring him and just explain the situation. Just say you got a bit of a shock because you thought... You thought there was a Mickey or a Minnie on the bed. But that you were actually relieved that there wasn't a Mickey or a Minnie on the bed. So
we're talking about mice here.
Mice, obviously.
Yeah, okay.
So, and then I think you should tell him that, you know, toupees are cool. So just, well, if she wants him back.
Toupees are cool.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. So it's just a flat piece of hair that you glue to your head, is it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a hair piece. They're very popular, actually.
Are they?
Yeah.
Do you find that?
Do I find that? I'd have no problem wearing wearing a hair piece if I had to.
Sometimes I feel like I have to because you always point out my little patch.
I don't.
You do.
Little patch.
Okay.
Oh, jokey. Well, you said I had a bad face earlier on, so I had to get you back.
This is an interesting message that we got. Somebody looking to get something off their chest on 087 1102 107.
So Emmy is admitting that she got a bit of an ick when this guy she was seeing, she woke up and she thought there was a mouse on the bed. And she started screaming, there's a mouse in the bed. But it wasn't actually a mouse. It was his hairpiece. So this guy just got embarrassed and he got his hairpiece and he left. And he hasn't met, that was Thursday, and she hasn't heard from him since. So she's like, she did get the ick, but she's like upset that he hasn't messaged her.
Mm.
So she's like thinking, what should she do?
The poor guy
is right.
Right.
Yeah, sorry, Emmy, but like, come on.
087-1102-107, what are you saying?
I don't know how or why she got the ick. Like, does she wear extensions to make her feel good? Fake eyelashes, nails, tan, makeup, any of this stuff? He's literally doing the exact same thing. God love him. I really, really think that she needs to apologise, because unless she's one of these gifted from God, bare minimum goddesses like that look amazing all the time, she really, really needs to apologise to him. He's doing it for himself.
Yeah.
Preach.
Yeah. In your face.
Yeah, all about this in your face. No, I definitely think that's good advice, that she needs to get in touch with him and apologise, and especially if she wants to meet up with him again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She obviously feels guilty about getting the ick instantly, but she hasn't heard from him, though.
She hasn't heard from him, yeah. So he obviously felt the energy.
Yeah, she overreacted at the moment. All right, let us know what you think. 087-1102-107. This is somebody who's looking for a little bit of advice on a bit of an incident that they had in the bedroom.
So Emmy's been in touch, and she does say that she feels superficial writing this, but she can't help how she feels. She's been seeing this guy for a couple of weeks, crazy about him, really nice, they spark well off each other. Something happened the other night. They went to bed, and when she woke up in the morning, there was something strange on the bed, and she thought it was a mouse. So she got a big fright and she screamed and she was like, there's a mouse on the bed, get it. And he got really embarrassed and he grabbed what Emmy thought was the mouse and said, relax, it's just my hairpiece. So then he was like, actually, look, I have to go. And that was Thursday, and Emmy hasn't heard from him since. she's admitted that she did get the ick, but she's mad at him for not messaging her. And she's like, what should I do?
She's mad at him for not messaging her, but she's the one who completely freaked out, overreacted.
Well, I mean, she overreacted because she thought it was a mouse. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be getting the ick from somebody overreacting from that thing.
I think
was
there's a pair of them in it. I think they need to come together.
They should be in love.
Yeah.
087-1102-107, what are you saying?
I'm just wondering how she did not notice that he was bald before he picked up his little help piece.
Maybe they're lights out people. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know.
Lights on, lights out.
Yeah. Handcuffs or something. What?
Hi, Cooper. Good morning. How you doing? I'm kind of confused there why he's saying she needs to apologise. I don't think she's anything to apologise for. However, she really likes the guy, so she needs to accept that he's wearing a toupee and just give him a call and, you know, say, look, I didn't understand that's what it was. Initially, I thought it was a mouse, or as Una says, a Mickey or a Minnie on the bed. But I don't think she's having to actually apologise for. Yeah, she got the ick, but I think it was more of a shock she probably got, more so than an ick, and she's calling it an ick. But one way or another, I do think she needs to give him a call and reach out and say, listen, you know, you've explained what it was. Don't be embarrassed. I accept it. And, you know, let's try again. And at least she knows now.
Yeah.
That's solid advice.
Yeah, but also the fact that there was that instant reaction that maybe he's just like, I couldn't be into that now.
I think he's more embarrassed. I think that's
Do you reckon?
I think he's embarrassed, yeah.
Somebody's looking to get something off their chest this morning because they were having an issue with a little bit of a relationship that they were in. They got a bit of a shock and a fright, and it's all gone to pot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a hairy situation. So they were in the lab. Emmy woke up. She saw something on the bed. Thought it was a mouse. Woke himself up. Himself got a flustered. Was like, that's not a mouse. That's my hairpiece. He got embarrassed. He left. She hasn't heard from him since Thursday. She's angry. She admits she got a bit of an ick, but she's angry at him for not messaging her. I just think the two of these guys, they need to talk. I think communication is key.
Communication is key.
Is key. Mm-hmm.
All right, what are you saying?
Morning, guys. Jesus, she must be causing that lad an awful amount of stress. He's lost his hair already that early in the relationship.
Ba-dum.
Maybe he got a quick escape from her. Oh. Do you know? Jeez, if he's only half bald, he'll be fully bald in no time.
She's stressing me out so much.
Yeah.
Okay, 087-1102-107. Remember, we do have a pair of tickets for the weekend up for grabs.
You should just relax about, like, he's only letting his hair down at the end of the day.
We did get a very funny gif.
Yeah, it's a gif of a little mouse. And it's a cute little mouse, and it says, hey, it's me again. How are you doing?
Basically made Una laugh so hard, I thought your hair was going to fall off.
Well, then right. That is from Karen in Monaghan.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Go, go, go. Una.
Cooper.
We had a mystery guest Monday, didn't we?
Oh, we did, and it was absolutely class.
She was brilliant. Our mystery guest is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, mystery guest.
Good morning.
Okay. Oh, that's a very sultry, seductive voice there.
Oh, my God.
I really like it. Can you say good morning again, mystery guest?
Good morning.
Oh, I like the dulcet tone.
Okay, well, the first clue is that the person is from the UK, and it's very clear from the accent as well. We've just been told that you're a singer and you have an anthem for every occasion, whether it's a breakup or you're living your best life.
And her name has something to do with the spider.
Oh, I know. I heard Zendaya is going to be releasing music and she's with Tom Holland, who's Spider-Man. So that's what I'm getting. Is it? No, it's not Zendaya.
I know who it is.
Who is it?
Is this Mimi Webb?
It's it.
Oh,
hi, guys.
I'm so delighted to talk to you.
I'm very happy to be here. How are you guys?
We'd love to get you involved with, you know, the way you write songs about, you know, romance and breakup. We just wondered if you could give your two cents on this. I feel so superficial writing this, but I can't help how I feel. I've been seeing this guy for a couple of weeks. Crazy about him. Really nice guy. And funny, we spark well off each other. Something happened the other night. We watched a movie and went to bed. Things got heated. When I woke up in the morning, there was something weird on the bed. At first, I thought it was a mouse, so I screamed. And he woke up and I was like, oh my God, there's a mouse in the bed. Get it, get it. He got really embarrassed, grabbed what I thought was the mouse and said, relax, it's just my hair piece.
Oh, oh wow.
He was then he said, I've actually got an early meeting, and he took his toupee and left. That was Friday, and I haven't heard from him since. I did get the ick, but I'm mad at him for not messaging me. What should I do?
I feel like he's definitely embarrassed.
Yeah,
for sure. 100%. Maybe that's probably like a little bit of like a, like an embarrassment moment. But yeah, I feel like if he stayed at hers, then he should at least say like, thank you for having me. Like, yeah. Where's that message? I mean, look, if he's got a hair piece, cool. Like, if she wants that, she can deal with that, cool. But yeah, I don't know. That's a hard one. I definitely think he should have messaged her to just say, thank you so much for having me at least. Like, but yeah, that sounds a little bit. And how many days has it been since he last spoke, since she last saw him?
So a weekend, so 3 days. 3 days.
Oh, no.
He's still got time.
He's still got time?
Yeah, he's still got time.
Yeah.
He's got to get over his mortification.
He needs to come in with a funny, jokey liner or something just to kind of make fun of it a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's good advice. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Sorry about the other night. I need to get a new hairpiece. Fancy coming hairpiece shopping with me, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. Just to make it feel like chill.
I think she's going to get a bigger rake at that, but hey-ho.
take note of this conversation now, because you might see this turn up on a new album for Mimi Webb now.
Oh,
yeah. Hairpiece. That's what the title's going to be.
I thought it was a mouse.
Mimi Webb, our special guest, our mystery guest of a Monday, is back with us. So, Mimi, can you tell us about the tune?
Yeah, I absolutely adore this song. I'm a horsey girl. A lot of equestrian growing up, and I think it's just so cool to kind of do something a bit in the country world with the kind of British country spin on it, I guess. So yeah, it's been really fun to kind of, you know, just really push the boat and try a few different kind of genres within the pop world.
And Mimi, you know what is the year of the horse as well?
Exactly. I was like, this all connects.
Look at you two.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you share stories about the gems that you collect?
Are you into crystals, Mimi, by any chance?
I love crystals. I love all of that. I feel like it just, yeah, I'm obsessed.
You're a woo-woo girl too.
I am indeed.
Oh my God, I love it. Mimi, when you're not making music and touring and performing, what do you like to do for you? For Mimi time.
I like to horse ride, of course. I like to spend time back at home in Kent. It's nice to kind of get out of London and kind of get a bit fresh air. Lots of dog walks, my dog. I love cooking. I love cooking sausage rolls, which is like becoming a new obsession.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah. You're a girl after my own heart. Sausage rolls, crystals and doggies. Oh my God. Before going on stage, do you have any, like, you know, rituals that you do before going on? I don't know, like maybe like a little meditation, or, you know, do you wear a crystal in your bra or anything like that?
Oh, that's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, girl.
I should probably start doing that. I actually just watch, this is crazy, and sometimes people are like, why? How does this work? But I actually watch Netflix, like, as I'm getting my makeup on, and then I kind of like turn it off like 10 minutes to when I am about to go on stage.
Because you're chill then up until you have to go on stage, and then it's like, yeah, right, I have to do this.
Come here, so the new single ends with a Y. We're going to play a quick game with you, and each answer to the questions ends with a Y. Are you ready to play, Mimi Webb?
Let's do it.
Who is Shrek's best friend in the movies?
Oh my gosh. Shrek's best friend, Donkey.
Hey, who is the main character in Toy Story?
Woody.
What do bees make?
Honey.
If someone wakes you up when you're trying to sleep, you'd be what?
Grumpy.
If something is very small, you'd say it's what?
Tiny.
If you're getting angry because you haven't eaten, you're what?
Hangry.
If I don't have my coffee in the morning, I still feel what?
Sleepy.
Hey, amazing.
I love that game.
Mimi Webb, our special guest, our mystery guest. Thank you so much for coming on iRadio.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We got back into chatting about notions again, seeing what kind of other notions people had. And we got some messages in. Let's get into it. Earlier on this morning, if you were lucky enough to hear Una completely oust herself as being the notioniest person ever because of her and her friends.
Okay.
You accuse me of being notiony, and you can step back, missus, with your posh fish restaurant that you went and you had all of this glamorous.
Okay, okay, sorry. Oh, now, context. I was out of my depth, right?
You were?
I was, yeah. So I had a very notiony experience, as I was saying, at the weekend.
Went out to celebrate a friend, a close friend, who managed to buy a house in Dublin in 2026.
Yeah, but, okay, but, like, it was a long, tough story. Anyway, I'm not here to defend my friend. And anyway, congratulations to my fabulous friend for doing it by herself. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Anyway, so we went out to she brought me out to this seafood restaurant, and I do usually like seafood, but she fancied what is called a caviar bump, right? And it was €14 for this caviar bump, and I
explain
was like,
exactly what the caviar bump is, Una.
So the waitress came over and she was holding like a small jar of caviar, and I was like, geez, that's very small now for €14. Anyway, she said, make your hand into a fist. And I was like, what's going on here? So I did. And she took a spoon and she put out the smallest little bit of caviar, and she was like, okay, so lick it, and that's your caviar bump. So essentially I licked the caviar off my hand, and it cost me €14. €14 for licking my hand.
You could have literally fed like an entire family a whole dinner for €14.
So I was like, this is shocking. And then my friend got oysters, right? Oysters. So she asked me to, she told me, go on, have an oyster. And I was like, okay, I'm hanging with the posh folk now. I'm going to have an oyster.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't go down well.
What happened,
innit? It came back up.
Brother,
yeah, so that came back up. And I just felt, there was just a taste of, just it was too much, it was all too fishy for me, and I couldn't. And then I got a lobster roll.
Oh,
and
I
couldn't eat the lobster
caviar,
roll.
Caviar, oysters, there's lobster.
I was like, this is not me. I am not with my people. BS. Where is the nearest chipper?
These are your best friends, Una.
She's one of my best friends. Yeah, she is. Is, but like, we always slag her for being oceany anyway. So out of my depth.
So we're trying to figure out signs that you are oceany and that you are a little bit posh, and if you can tick any of this list, it is a sign as well. So we're looking for your signs that you are oceany and posh, or people in your lives that are oceany and posh.
Like, you're a posh and proud, Cooper.
I am.
You
not.
Are posh and proud, my friend. Everyone.
I'm the most basic biah.
People stop me and they're like, is he really that notiony? Is he really that posh? And I'm like,
no,
damn,
you
yes,
just
he is.
Say I'm notiony. No, but I've no notions
hey,
about
do you,
me.
Do you have an arbor?
What is an arbor?
I don't know, but you have one.
A gate into the garden that also happens to
have. But why do you
a,
call it an arbor? Why don't you just call it a gate? Because you're full of notions.
That's the name of it.
Case in point.
It's like, why do you call your car a car when not an automobile?
No. What else do you have now that's posh? What are those berries, the posh berries that you grow? A jostibri.
Why is it something that grows on a bush in the wild?
Yeah, but no one's
posh.
Heard of jostibri.
Nobody.
No,
nobody's ever
no,
heard
no,
of
no.
jostibri.
It's a gooseberry's posh cousin, and you have them at your house.
You have gooseberries as well.
Yeah, of course you do. And he has a walk-in wardrobe.
We have the size of our bedroom, so we could have a bit of a
wardrobe. So anyway,
yeah.
So more notiony facts. We want to hear from you. 087-1102-107. Yeah.
You wish you'd a walk-in wardrobe.
I do wish that, yeah. I do.
And now we're talking about what are the signs that make you notiony in your house, or people in your lives notiony, and that are posh and stuff. You reckon I'm posh because I've got a gravy jug.
Gravy boat. Yeah, no, it's not the fact that you have you've got several gravy boats, actually, to be precise, but when you got married, you had a wedding list.
Well, here we go again.
And on that wedding list, you asked for a gravy boat. So you essentially asked someone
to
buy you a gravy boat.
No, I didn't.
When you got married.
It was in a sense.
I'm so mortified for you. Actually, someone was actually messaging me about that on Saturday night, asking me about you and your gravy boats. Was it a true story?
The wild Saturday nights out.
No, they were out strangers. And they were having a discussion.
Oh, having
and
a great
I told
time.
Them it was true. They were like, is it really true?
No, it's not. It was part of a set and had plates and so horses and a gravy boat was in it. There you
anyway,
go. It's a bonus.
Jack and Offaly says, does having a B-day count as posh?
Ooh.
The cousins in Galway have one. I thought it was a toilet when I was a kid and did a poo in one.
You?
No, Jack and Offaly.
Oh, wow. Well, you thought it was a foot washer, didn't you?
I didn't think. I've never really encountered a bidet. Once
Stop.
Or twice, maybe.
A what now? A bidet?
A bidet.
Oh, good. Calvin says, my mum's got underfloor heating, but only in the bathroom, so she's half posh.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I wouldn't like underfloor heating in the bathroom. I like to have a cold bathroom floor when it's your feet are cool then. Because if you get out of the bath or the shower when it's hot, and nothing worse than standing on a hard floor then.
Yeah, but you should be standing on a towel or a rug when you get out so you don't slip. Oh, sorry, you've got non-slip tiles, don't you?
What? No, I still stand on a towel, but I wouldn't like underneath to be... What is wrong with you? Of course you've got non-slip tiles in the bathroom. Who doesn't? But you have like super glossy ones, so you do slip and die.
I don't...
Is that what you...
I don't want...
Oh, you have carpet in your bathroom, don't you?
I do not have carpet in my bathroom.
Una's
got you've got a carpet toilet.
And you're yeah, because you said to me, he says, I want you to have one like mine. And I got an avocado just like the colour of my bath.
Oh, yuck. Oh, you're disgusted.
Something wrong with you.
Mark at Navin says, you're definitely posh if you use a teapot and jug of milk just to have a cup of tea. Notions.
Stop. That is not... No,
kind of is,
no,
like...
No, it's not.
That is. Just get the tea bag and put it in the cup.
If you have a load of people coming over, there's like two or three of you, and you're going to put on tea, it tastes nicer out of a pot. And it's just manners to have it out of a jug.
There you go. Look at you. Look at you there. Look at your notions coming through again. It's just manners to have it out of a pot.
So having manners is notiony.
Are you saying I'm rough and ready because I just have a tea bag?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
And that, my friends, is Breakfast Rolled. Did you have fun?
I had loads of fun.
Excellent. Yep. We'll see you tomorrow morning. More chance for you to win tickets for the weekend. Absolutely amazing. Thanks for hanging out. Like, share, subscribe. Bye.
Bye.